Treasure Coast Connector. Connecting residents and businesses of the Treasure Coast. And here's your host, Ellen Contreras.
Well, welcome to Treasure Coast Connector. I'm your host, Ellen Contreras of the Ferris Group, one of our sponsors. They're a business advisory and management company, and they provide outsourced services to help businesses grow. To learn about the services, check out the website, www.ferrisgroup.com, PHARUSgroup.com, or call me with questions, 772-925-4557. Treasure Coast Connector is a show that puts a spotlight on local business owners, so we learn the backstory, why they started their businesses, and what makes their products and services unique and special. So today, it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to introduce a woman and put a spotlight on her because she is leading the charge in raising awareness of domestic violence that is occurring right here in her own backyard in St. Lucie County. Gwen McLeod founded a nonprofit organization called We Leap, located in Fort Pierce, Florida, and she has a host of wonderful, an assortment of wonderful programs to help break this cycle. So welcome, Gwen.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, yes. I have wanted to have you on the show. Honestly, you and I have crossed paths in mm-hmm. networking and events. Mm-hmm. I've learned about your nonprofit, but a few months ago, I learned about this amazing endeavor that you have for 2020. We're going to touch on it later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. But it made me say, you need to come on. I want to put a spotlight on this and you and your hard work. And before we delve into the nonprofit, we want to know your backstory. So what made you want to start this group to raise awareness and break the cycle for domestic violence?
Well, it's near and dear to me because I myself am a survivor of domestic violence. I experienced mm-hmm. domestic violence first as a teen. The exposure to intimate partner violence as a teen is raising that awareness about that mm-hmm. is really dear to me because there's so many young people out there that are not even aware that they are in abusive relationships.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. And another thing that I appreciate about you is that not only do you want to help the kids, you know, our youth and the teens and adults to get out of that situation, you also want to help the perpetrators to recognize that this is not the kind of life I want to lead. So you're actually helping both sides.
And which is very unique for what we do, because a lot of the organizations that are out there are specifically for victims. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that triggered me wanting to be able to help perpetrators is we were in a position to where we were able to help a senior citizen. Actually, a 60-year-old woman reached out to our organization.
Wow.
And she said that she was seeking help because she had abusive tendencies mm-hmm. and she just didn't know where to turn, and that she heard of our organization and she wanted to know if we could help. And so when mm-hmm. you think of a perpetrator, oftentimes you think of a male, but a perpetrator can be a male or a female. And in this instance, it was a female perpetrator that reached out and wanted resources and wanted help mm-hmm. to be better.
So that's wonderful. So that's such a heartwarming story, because I think people sometimes, you know, get into this pattern of behavior mm-hmm. and it's a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And then they just say, OK, I've had enough. This is not how I want to be and how I want to treat others.
Mm-hmm.
So let's now talk a little bit about some of the programs that you offer at We Leap.
Okay, so one of the foundational programs that we offer is a Women and Empowerment and Awareness session. We call it Women Empowerment and Awareness, but basically it is the opportunity for survivors of abuse to come, for individuals that's interested in learning how to help survivors mm-hmm. of abuse, and individuals that are just interested in learning more about DV, they can come to this group. Mm-hmm. So it's not specifically DV, DV, DV. We talk about empowering things mm-hmm. To help the whole woman, as it may be. So, but we do have a special segment of that empowerment awareness session that increases awareness about the signs and symptoms of DV.
Okay. DV, domestic violence.
Domestic violence, yes.
Just because you never know when people tune in and things like that. So
that's one of the programs.
Okay, another one?
We also offer the Teen Date and Violence Awareness Program. Mm-hmm. We rolled out a program called RAD, which stands for Raising Awareness Through Dance and Drama. Where weekly,
that's nice.
Yes, ma'am. Weekly, we meet with a group of young ladies. It's open to young ladies and men, but right now we have about 12 young ladies that are participating in this every Monday. So tonight we'll meet. We'll have a half hour of awareness talking about teen date and violence awareness and the signs of an unhealthy or toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. So we have Q&A session where the girls are able to talk about anything that they want to talk about, get information. And then we roll into the arts part. So we use mm-hmm. the dance as a form of therapy and as an outlet to release tension. And they actually get called upon to perform in the community. The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department actually just called me on the way to the show asking if they're available to perform out in the community. So it gives them a healthy outlet and a resource for them to be able to talk about their relationships.
So that's wonderful. So if there's anybody that's looking for performers in drama and dance, mm-hmm. then they can get in touch with you.
Yes.
So pick up that notepad because it's over there. Read the phone number because this is very, very important mm-hmm. because they're very talented.
Yes.
So you never know who's listening
yes.
that needs talent for their event. So what's the phone number?
Our phone number where you can reach us is 855-935-3272. You can also visit our website at weleap2.org. And another plug I just want to put in
Please.
Is you don't have to be super talented to be a part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
There are no auditions. There's nothing like that. This is just a community organization where they can come and they mm-hmm. can feel accepted and just have a place. The youngest that we take is 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 9 to 18 year olds that are part of this group.
Yeah. And who doesn't want to watch little kids dancing? That's cute. That's adorable. So that's wonderful. And so you also mentioned that aside from somebody dealing with domestic violence directly, there are friends and family members that maybe aren't so close to the situation that learn about it.
Yes.
And then they feel like, I don't know how to help this person. So you give tools
for
support.
We give tools for support. We connect them with the resources in the community. Again, the emphasis for our organization is awareness. We are a domestic mm-hmm. violence awareness organization.
Okay.
So making sure that we educate our community is our primary focus,
mm-hmm.
but we also connect them with those resources in the community, such as Safe Space, who is the certified domestic violence shelter mm-hmm. in our organization.
They're an amazing organization.
They are. We work very well with Safe Space.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people might not even know that there's a Safe Space there.
Right.
So when they get in contact with us, we're able to redirect them to, again, the resources that are available in the community, whether it be for shelter or whether mm-hmm. it be for food or whether it be for whatever.
Yeah.
We connect the people with that.
To get their lives back on track, to get them to a position where they feel whole and empowered and ready to just take on the world again.
Absolutely.
Very good. So now February mm-hmm. is, I just want to refer to my notes so I get this right, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
So what are you planning to do to let people know about that?
Okay. So with Teen Date and Violence Awareness Month, the primary focus, again, is raising awareness about the statistics around the amount of teens that are actually involved in abusive relationships. And right now it's 1 in 3 teens. And
so, 1 in 3?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, 1 in 3 teens.
Wow.
And so making sure that they are aware of the resources that are available to them to know that there is help here. So on that number, that 855 number I provided, we actually rolled out a hotline.
Okay.
Well, it's not a hotline. I'll say it's a helpline.
Helpline.
There's a difference between a helpline and a hotline as I'm defining it, because a helpline is where they can reach out to us during a certain hours up to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're available. But then after that, we'll roll it over to the National Teen Date and Violence Helpline, which stays open 24 hours.
Wow. Okay.
So we want to provide that local resource, as well as if you need help after hours, you can reach out to someone else that may not be local,
mm-hmm.
but that can probably still assist you.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. So it's, and you know, the other thing too is that I don't think that people are talking about it enough.
Oh,
there's
no
shame
mm-hmm.
to it. And I think that if we let that go and let people feel comfortable to say this is happening to
me.
So it's also very important for people to be willing to be open and talk about it and not feel embarrassed or...
Exactly. And what we found is, and even in my specific case, having survived teen dating violence, I didn't share it with my mom.
Wow.
You know, a lot of these youth are not sharing their incidents with their parents.
Yeah.
They'll tell their peers before they tell their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, I want to have an educated a slew of peers that know what they're talking about.
Yes.
And the best way is for me to inform them and teach them that it goes beyond physical, you know, verbal, emotional, financial.
Financial.
Yes.
Serena Williams has these amazing PSA commercials about financial abuse.
Yes.
Taking over your paycheck and, you know, different things and running up credit cards. And I've known women in the past that have had that happen to them. And I didn't even think about that as being financial abuse.
Exactly. And again, it's
or
all
abuse,
about
rather, I should
awareness,
say. Yeah.
Raising awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that is what our organization is geared towards doing. And as a matter of fact, I just had a lady that approached me at the end of last year that is interested in coming and sharing her story as a survivor of financial abuse.
Okay.
And we do, we have memberships with our organization, and she wanted to become a member of the organization. So she'll be participating, sharing her story and how she got her life back together after financial abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So again, whatever we can bring to increase awareness to our community, that's what we want to be able to do.
Sure, exactly. Because as these other women are coming forward, like yourself and others that are sharing your story, story.
Yes.
These other people that are listening to it, whether it's men or women, you know, and the kids and such, they are hearing directly from someone that went through it.
Exactly.
So there is that immediate understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that aha, because I had a young lady that's like, you know, by coming to your Women Empowerment and Awareness sessions, I realized that I'm in a situation, but I never identified the signs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to, you know, do what she needed to do to get help pertaining to her relationship with that.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break because we have to do that here on this show. There are commercials that are very important to listen to about our local sponsors. And Gwen McLeod of We Leap and I, we have a lot more to talk about when we return. So stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
We're proud to announce Dr. M. Johnson Haygood will be a featured artist at the Artist Guild Gallery on 14th Avenue in Vero Beach. His exhibit will premiere at the Gallery Stroll on February 7th.
I'm Nicolette Jennings, Miss Florida USA 2019. Dr. M. Johnson Haygood helped perfect my winning smile.
You too can have a winning smile. Dr. M. Johnson Haygood holds many elite certifications and awards and delivers an artistic touch to the beauty of your smile.
Visit VeroBeachArtOfDentistry.com or call my office, Dr. Johnson Haygood, at 772-567-2237 in Vero Beach.
Want to be a worldwide media mogul? Call Planet Vero Radio now, 778-2832, and be on three iHeartRadio stations plus live video streaming.
Local people talking about local information on Planet Vero Radio.
Well, Welcome back to Treasure Coast Connector. I'm your host, Ellen Contreras of the Ferris Group, one of our sponsors. Gwen McLeod is the founder of the nonprofit We Leap in Fort Pierce, and this is to help raise awareness of domestic violence and end the cycle. So we're just going to dive back into the conversation. Okay. What we had forgotten to mention was the for February, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. You have a wonderful event for that.
Yes, I do. So the event that we're doing this year for Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is going to be called Arts, Crafts, and Awareness. So it's open to our local vendors in the area. It's going to be held on Sunday, February the 23rd at the Port St. Lucie Community Center off of Oroso in Port St. Lucie. The vendor fee is only $40. Proceeds raised from that will go to benefit our domestic violence awareness outreach and initiatives.
Okay.
It includes your table, your chairs, and a light lunch. So come on out, support, be a part. It's free to the community, so they'll be able to come in. And again, it's on a Sunday. We'll do afternoon to evening, and hopefully we'll have lots of people come in to support our vendors and just to hear about the statistics pertaining to teen dating violence awareness.
So the vendors, you know what I'm thinking of actually very quickly are businesses that have products to sell where they don't necessarily have a brick and mortar. They're selling online. So, and people love shopping local. So those people, that would be amazing. Like people that are selling honey and soaps and stuff. I'm just telling you what I like. Maybe some jewelry. I'm just saying Lisa Iannelli. I'm going
to
tag people.
Those are the ones we're reaching out to.
And like financial service people and banks and insurance, like people that are selling services or providing services. So you're going to get flooded inside, under air,
rain or shine.
$40
Yes.
I'm going to tag a bunch of people.
All right.
We're going to get this filled out. Okay, so very good. So now there's something else, speaking about events, I'm going to again refer to my notes. This is a fun one because people like walking and running.
Yes.
I have friends that are walkers and runners, and this is called, and it's a save the date on your website, and it's called the second annual 5K Peacock Dash on August 1st in the Arts District of Fort Pierce. And those peacocks are adorable.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Just don't walk up and try to feed them.
Okay? Exactly.
Because they don't don't pet them. But tell us about the Dash. It's walkers and runners,
It's walkers and runners.
Okay.
It's the 5K. Our organization came up with the idea to host the Peacock Dash. And Dash stands for Dating Abuse Stops Here.
I love it.
Yes. So last year it was actually held in February for Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. But due to the Super Bowl, we decided to push it back a little bit. And there's also so many races that are going on during that time.
Yeah.
We pushed it back to make it closer to back to school event.
That's nice.
So there's not very many races. So please go look for it on Run Sign Up. Just look for Peacock Dash and register to participate. We want to fill it up. And again, the proceeds raised goes towards our nonprofit, our vision for a shelter here in the area, because we don't have one in St. Lucie County. So just please support, support, support. Get your teens out. Get your running groups out. And just come be a part of this fantastic event.
Very nice. I think I want to do it, but I'm not a runner.
I'm a walker too.
Yeah, seriously. I am a walker. But now I just want to make sure that we give enough time for this. This is an amazing passion project.
Yes.
And you're involved in a capital raise. This is a big thing for 2020.
Yes.
And it is a house, a shelter for women and their children in Fort Pierce. And explain why this is so important and then what you're looking for from the community.
Getting this shelter into Fort Pierce is huge to me. For those of you who are not aware, we've been a nonprofit for 5 years. During that time, we've come into contact with many victims of domestic violence. Those that we're able to refer to safe space, we do. But where we've seen the gap in services is not so much them going into shelter, it's when they're getting ready to leave shelter. That's why this house is important. Because even if they have a temporary place to go, if they're leaving or fleeing a domestic violence situation, my calls to this organization are pertaining to, do you have any place for us to go now that it's time for us to leave the shelter? Because the only other place we have to go is back.
Right.
So,
and there's no other place that allows for the kids along with.
Exactly. Safe Space do provide transitional housing for women who are leaving the shelter that are single. but they can't take in women with children. So this shelter will provide that gap in services. And not only that, the passion and the push behind it is, I had a lady reach out to me that was leaving shelter and we didn't have any place to go for her to go with her. She had six children. And about 2 months later, she was found dead.
That's terrible.
There is a need. I don't know why we don't have one, like, you know, but all I can do is just really get behind this push.
Okay.
I'm getting chills thinking about it right now.
I am too. So this is a gap in services that you want to close.
Yes.
And you want to create this transitional housing.
Yes.
For women and children. This is in Fort Pierce because that logistically is actually great because you can help people that are north in
and
Indian
south.
River
yes.
and south from Martin County. So that's actually a wonderful place to have it, as well as helping people that are directly in that community too.
And it won't be just for victims of DV, because I've had women that have reached out to me that maybe they were evicted because they were laid off.
Okay.
And so if it was just a DV shelter, it would only be able to help women that are DV situation. But if it's a women and children shelter, it can help women that might have fell on hardships or women that might be needing a place as a result of DV to go.
All right. So in addition to domestic violence, other situations. And so with this transitional housing, when they enter it with their children, there is an actual plan that you have to help get them onto bigger and better and back to their lives.
Yes.
So you're working with them to get them.
Exactly.
Okay.
To get them to the next step.
Yeah.
To get them. So again, tapping into the resources of our community, connecting with our community. Mm-hmm. It will be a community collaboration, but right at this point, we just need a residential place.
Okay.
And we have a business plan and different things like that in place, but we need the finances to be able to bring it to pass. Or if someone wants to donate a property or a house.
You know, that's amazing, because I have to say that there are plenty of people in this area where their adult children are elsewhere.
Yes.
And the adult children don't necessarily want the house, need the house. And they're saying to themselves, I want to leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joy Ruffin, Leading Ladies,
yes,
Leaving Legacies.
Yes, yes.
There are plenty of people that want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a property, then, you know, obviously there's different parameters of what you need.
Right.
But even if they have money that they wanted to earmark in their will for leaving a legacy.
Yes.
You would welcome, she would welcome that, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the goal is, I would love to see it happen within this year.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's the first house, even if we can just have a place for people to go initially and grow from there.
Okay.
But let's just start. I don't want to ever get a phone call like that and turn the person away that we don't have it, we can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, find out that this person is deceased.
So I got the cue that we're almost out of time. So what I want to make sure is to please give your information again, but before we wrap up, because this is so important.
Again, my name is Gwen McLeod. I'm the CEO and founder of We Leap Incorporated, a domestic violence awareness organization in St. Lucie County. Our telephone number is 855-935-3272. There are options. Just listen for the one that you want. Zero will get you directly to me. Our website is WeLeap, WELEAP, the number 2.org. And thank you so much for your support in advance.
So thank you so much for being on the show with me. It was a pleasure and a privilege to put a spotlight on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things work. We, you know, like little gifts to the very big ones and everything in between, every little bit helps, so that as people are listening to this, even if they can give $20 or $20,000, all of it is, you know, would be so amazing. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Treasure Coast Connector. I'm your host, Ellen Contreras of the Ferris Group, one of our sponsors. They're a business advisory company providing outsourced services. www.ferrisgroup.com, PHARUS group.com, or call me directly with questions, 772-925-4557. I hope everyone has a wonderful and productive week.